Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we feature Keisha Thompson with the Warren County Farm Bureau about the Little Farmhands exhibit at the Warren County Fair. All right, Warren County Farm Bureau Learning Tent at this year's Warren County Fair. I don't think we got to do this last year, so tell us a little bit about this year's Learning Tent.
Yeah, so under the Warren County Farm Bureau Learning Tent this year, we have the Little Farmhands exhibit. And we added two more exhibits this year. So basically, we are in need of some helpers. We need some little farmhands to help us with chores on the farm. So this is a fun activity for kids of any age to come out and pick some corn from the field by hand because our combine broke down, and pick some apples from the tree, collect some eggs from the chicken coop, milk our newly improved dairy cow, and maybe even pick some grapes off of the vine in our new vineyard this year too. So we have lots more than that, lots of sensory activities and fun. It's free, and we'll even give all of our hardworking farmers a little well-deserved treat when they're done helping with chores.
All right, that sounds like a lot of fun. Talk about setting it up this year. I know we kind of implemented this, talked about it a couple years ago at the fair, and then setting it up, return for 2021.
Yeah, we're very excited for the new exhibits this year. Like I said, the vineyard is new because, as you know, Warren County is known for its vineyards, and we have that added, and then a new cow that they can milk. The sheep to shear, the garden, and then we have a new reading corner too that showcases some of the books that we teach with Ag in the Classroom. So you can just hang out in the shade by the fan and read a book, maybe play the matching game with the ducks in the duck pond, or even dig for some farm animals in our bundle of straw.
All right, well, so people are out at the fair, come out and grab some food, and then they can always stop by the Warren County Farm Bureau Learning Tent. There's also some shade in here, right?
Yes, lots of shade. We do have a big fan going, and we are open today, Wednesday from 1 to 7, Thursday, Friday, Saturday from 10 to 7, and Sunday from 10 to 2.
There's also a big education aspect into this. I know you already kind of talked about some of the fun things, but you also want to teach as part of this. So what do you want kids to walk away from this, and I guess parents who want to bring their kids here to walk away from this knowing?
The main thing we want to note to share with everyone is that all of the exhibits in here are portable, and they can go to classrooms or libraries or schools here within Warren County. This is part of our Ag in the Classroom program, which is, it's a national program, but here in Warren County, it's administered and funded by the Warren County Farm Bureau, and we're trying to get the word out that we have these free resources and materials for teachers to utilize and learn about agriculture, whether they're teaching science, math, reading, language arts, even art. We have lessons that'll align with the standards that teachers are required to teach, and we have all the free materials and resources to go with it.
Well, that's a big part of the fun part of your job too. Talk about some of the feedback you've gotten from kids in the classroom, and then as soon as we start getting some kids, I know it's just the first day of the fair as we're talking now, but what have been the kids' responses to this? Because I know I would have loved it.
Oh my gosh, it's so much fun for kids of all ages. I've had kids see me just around town or around the county here. They're just on my personal time, and they're like, hey, you did Ag in the Classroom. You came to visit our school and do that. Or I helped you at the Learning Tent. Can I help you again this year? And even now, I was just finishing setting up a few things, and a couple girls came up. Hey, we helped you 2 years ago. Can we help you again? So it's fun for the kids to teach other kids too. So it's just so rewarding to see their enthusiasm and their excitement with these hands-on activities and remember the lesson that they learned with it in the classroom or here on our farm.
So. All right, one more time, just kind of describe what you got going on here at the Warren County Fair. We'll get this out on Thursday, so open hours, when people can show up, and what else you got going on.
Yeah, so we're the big white tent along the white picket fence right along Highway 92, right by the big Warren County Fair sign. You can't really miss us. And under the learning tent, we have the little farmhands exhibits where kids can milk a cow, shear the sheep, collect eggs from the chicken coop, plant some seeds in the garden, harvest vegetables, do some hands-on activities, sensory bins, and our new reading corner as well. And it's all free entertainment, free fun, and educational for all ages. We are open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Thanks to Keisha Thompson for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.